Do my eyes deceive me on this? Is the state really weighing whether or not to hire more police or healthcare professionals? Because it sure sounds like it. In a recent report in the Hartford Courant, it says with overtime costs in the tens of millions in multiple departments, state officials are debating whether more workers should be hired in order to avoid expensive overtime rates. I mean, so the first thing I'm going to say is we wouldn't have so many overtime rates if we actually bolstered up these departments, but let's continue. The article says the latest statistics from the state comptroller's office show that the state spent $378 million for overtime during the 2024 calendar year across nearly 50 departments in state government. The highest amounts were reportedly in the state prison system with $113 million in overtime, followed by the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services with $62 million in overtime costs and the state police rounding that out with $60 million in overtime costs, according to the comptroller records. Among the top 25 individuals with the most overtime, 17 work for the state police, 6 work in mental health facilities. Fantastic. So are we really going to cut these costs? I would love to talk about this with a lawmaker who sits on both the Appropriations Committee as well as Public Safety Committee. And that is State Senator Jeff Gordon. I mean, I don't want to make any fake news here, Senator Gordon, but to me, it sounds like we are actually willing to hold back on hiring cops or healthcare professionals in order to cut these costs. Am I hearing that correctly?
That's one of the ways that it sounds like. And I'm amazed. Why would we want to cut back on hiring and keeping police officers? We actually need a lot more state troopers, and I've been advocating for that for years.
I mean, Senator Gordon, to me, and call me, you know, I don't know, elementary. I'm certainly no lawmaker. I certainly am not a financial record keeper or anything. But to me, wouldn't the reason why we have such high overtime costs is because we don't have the bodies to do the regular shifts? So, for example, I am not shocked at all that the state prison system has the highest amount, because we've been talking about, certainly since the pandemic, that we have an extreme shortage of workers in that department.
Oh, absolutely. We've known this, that we don't have enough workers, for example, in the Department of Corrections, in the state police. And now it's not a surprise we see hundreds of millions of dollars being spent in overtime. Imagine if we could use some of that money to actually hire more people that we need. That would make a huge difference in public safety, and we would be cutting down on huge ballooning overtime costs that now we've got to figure out how to pay for.
Not to mention, Senator Gordon, there's no, you know, perfect answer to this, because I think these professions in particular have their challenges with hiring, certainly, and then trying to keep the people you have hired, both police and health care. But the other part of this, too, is I think you're going to create a much better work environment. I mean, I'm hearing about cops and nurses, for example, they are so burnt out because they're working so much overtime. So not only a cost thing, but I would think just the wellness of these, to me, the backbone of our society, workers.
Oh, absolutely. It all gets into not just how we recruit, but how we retain. And if we're not making the conditions good, if we're letting them get burnt out doing very difficult jobs, then no wonder they want to leave and go elsewhere. They want to retire early. And at the same time, Connecticut is doing a terrible job trying to recruit more and more state police. It's becoming a real issue, and I don't understand why Connecticut is being penny wise and pound foolish on it. This is about public safety.
Yeah, and again, we have Senator Jeff Gordon here, who sits on two major committees that would look at this issue of whether or not we hire more cops, for example, more healthcare professionals. You know, Senator Gordon, I was reading this Hartford Courant article that really, what stood out to me, you know, and to reiterate what you just said, it has been a priority. I will say, I'm not going to knock the governor for not trying to get more troopers. That has been a priority, I'd say, for several years, at least in the conversations he and I have had. He has said multiple times, and state police have also reiterated that he's made this a priority, that he has tried to get more officers. And in fact, there's a quote here where he says, "We're trying like heck to get more troopers, more corrections officers, more nurses, those places where you do see an awful lot of overtime." Okay, fine. But then in the second half of his quote, he sort of double backs and goes, we are, quote, prioritizing that in terms of hiring. In other places, we're not hiring as fast just to keep an eye on the budget. But I don't know what that means, I guess. I don't know if you have any insight into this. Where is he not trying to hire as quickly? Because it does sound like he wants to prioritize, for example, troopers or corrections officers. But then it says in here where we are not hiring as fast, and that's a budgetary issue, basically. But I don't know exactly what he's referring to there. Do you?
Well, that gets into having to really delve into some of the details of the proposed budget. I get concerned when I hear, oh, we want to hire more people in this department and the other department, but then we might want to cut back on something else. And one of the problems is if you start cutting back on certain things that are needed in a certain department, then we're going to be getting back to the same type of situation. You're spreading people too thin and you start racking up overtime. So I'm taking an overall look. Each department should justify what it's doing with every single FTE position. But when it comes to state police, it's been known for years we need to do more. And although the governor wants to hire more police, we need to get into some of the reasons why we can't retain and recruit. And some of that gets into all of the laws that have been passed over time that handcuff police and also weaken holding criminals accountable. So it's a tough job they do, but we're not making it easy for them. And that's why I've been advocating to make things better for them so we can get more of them here. Other states like Massachusetts do a better job recruiting and retaining police officers. I don't understand why we can't.
We're chatting with Senator Jeff Gordon, who serves both the Appropriations Committee and the Public Safety Committee. He also happens to be a doctor, and so it's nice to get his perspective both as a lawmaker and somebody who is in the healthcare profession. We're talking about whether or not to cut costs at a budgetary as a budgetary way, cut overtime costs. Does it mean sort of slowing or pumping the brakes on hiring practices? And again, I want to reiterate that in this article, the governor does multiple times. He says that we're not going to pump the brakes on filling jobs, for example, for state police or corrections officers. However, there's another section here, Senator Gordon, where I'd love to get your perspective on this, because it talks about the need for oversight to kind of audit to see where overtime payments are going and if they are justified. In fact, it looks at Budget Director Jeffrey Beckham, who just sent a memo apparently to all agency heads saying officials will closely scrutinize filling jobs in all categories. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good thing to do in general, is to make certain there's better oversight of what the agencies and departments are doing with regards to hiring. I'm not opposed to hiring when it's important and needed, for example, state police and corrections officers. But we need to make certain that we know what's going on and we can get a handle on every time someone's hired, what is the cost ongoing every year in the budget? So I agree with Secretary Beckham. We should be taking a closer look. And the other is we should actually be taking a stem to stern look at all the employees in state government to better understand what is it that they're doing, what's happening with overtime, and can we do things in a better or more cost-effective or efficient way? And that's part of what we have to look at on the Appropriations Committee.
Do you think, too, Senator Gordon, we have to have a better understanding of why the overtime costs are also adding up? As I mentioned in the beginning, a lot of the reason we're seeing, for example, trooper overtime is because we still are about 200 troopers short. Now, have we bolstered that number since the pandemic? Yes, we have. But are we where we should be? No, we're not. And so that's a big reason why we have overtime costs. It's kind of the same for municipal police departments. Some are seeing, you know, like Bridgeport, for example, they're filling those jobs as quickly as they can. But we still have an overtime cost issue in Bridgeport, for example. Now, what's interesting is also in this article where I'd love to get your doctor expertise on this one. It says the high amount of overtime at the mental health department is related mainly to nurses working at the state's mental health hospitals. Amid a nationwide nursing shortage, the hospitals are paying overtime because nurses are filling in shifts where they have staffing ratios that need to be higher. They have more patients, basically, that have complex needs, and they don't have the nursing numbers to be able to fulfill that. And so that's why we're not only seeing overtime numbers go very high, but also I would think that's why we're seeing nursing burnout, for example. I mean, they're dealing with complex patients and too many of them.
Oh, absolutely. I know this firsthand being a doctor, that more and more people in the healthcare profession are getting burnt out. The complexity of patient care, not enough people in healthcare professions, the more and more regulatory burden that gets put on them to do things that take them away from patient care during their shifts, during their office hours. That is a serious concern. I've been hearing from parents who are concerned, who have children in some of the state institutions, about enough of the nurses to help care for their kids. So that's an example where we do need to look more. Why aren't we getting enough nurses in, and why are we not retaining the nurses we have long term?
Mm-hmm. That's a big question. And actually, just really quickly, while I do have you here, Senator Gordon, the last time you and I were chatting on the air, we were talking about the ongoing hospital dispute and whether or not Yale was going to take over those three hospitals under Prospect Medical. What's the latest on that drama, just while I have you?
Well, the drama continues. It's still in bankruptcy court. Yale has said it does not want to be involved in buying the Prospect hospitals. I've been involved in weekly update meetings with the governor's office and DPH. Really, right now, it sounds like there may be some buyers. We need to make certain the state is front and center on this, because we don't want to sell these hospitals to another private equity company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned about how it might be moving, but right now it's still moving forward. The hospitals are still open. The employees are still getting paid. So we need to make certain uppermost the care is provided and the jobs are still there. But this is a concerning situation, why we as lawmakers need to do, in a common sense way, reform. This could have been avoided if the Office of Health Strategy had acted in a timely manner long time ago. Yale would have bought these hospitals, and we wouldn't be in this situation now.
It's really interesting. Senator Gordon, always appreciate chatting with you. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.